Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
So I got a question for you. First, are you on LinkedIn? If not, you should be. Number two, are you making the most of your LinkedIn account? If you're like most people, you're not. People who are power users generally spend less than 10 minutes a day. And there's, on average, a bunch of people that don't log in every day. As a matter of fact, the time that people spend on LinkedIn is 3 to 5 minutes a week. So, you know, you're saying to yourself, well, if people aren't spending a lot of time on there, why do I want to be there? Because there's a lot of great information and great connections that you can make for you and your business. But there's a lot of misinformation out there. Have you ever gone to a networking meeting where somebody walks up to you, hands you a business card, and then starts dominating the conversation, talking about themselves, blah, 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 me, 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 and the next thing you know, you're getting phone calls from them and emails from them, buy my stuff, right? We've all had that happen. Well, guess what? The same thing happens on LinkedIn. This happens all the time to me. Maybe it happens to you. Someone sends you a friend request or the connection request, and poof, immediately you get a LinkedIn message with this big old sales letter in your inbox. That's kind of like going to a bar and walking up to somebody and saying, hey, you're cute. You want to get married? We've all had it happen. It's not about that. It's about building great relationships. The way we build great relationships, think about this from a face-to-face standpoint first. Networking works best when you ask the other person questions, especially about, how did you get started? That's in Felicia Slattery's book, Kill the Elevator Speech. She talks about that as an icebreaker to let the other person talk about themselves, and then you get an opportunity to talk about yourself. The other thing that you want to do is you want to go in with a giving mentality. How can I help you? Or if I could introduce you to somebody, who would that be? Then be that person and actually make it happen. So LinkedIn is really a tool that helps you grow your business through relationships. And there's lots of nooks and crannies inside of this. I teach 3-hour classes. I do intense workshops with companies trying to get the CEO and the sales team aligned so that everybody's on the same page and they understand how to use it as a team. And that's the key. So I want to give you 5 tips, 5 things that you need to think about when you're going into your LinkedIn account to maximize it and how to make the most of all of those things. So the first one is, you have to master your profile. That's your account. So when you go in there, the first thing you want to do is make sure that you have a professional picture. You don't want vacation photos. You do not want your logo or your book or something up there. I say this all the time. People do business with people. I go into a Starbucks and I'm meeting somebody for the first time. The first thing I do is pull up their LinkedIn profile to say, can I recognize this person? If there's a book cover, the guy better be holding a book. If it's a logo, he better have a logo on his shirt. Otherwise, I'm not going to recognize them. Because let's face it, some people put up pictures that are 3, 5, 10 years old. So get a professional picture. Get one taken. It's not that expensive. If you can't do that, at least take a decent shot with a cell phone that's a headshot and not a full body shot so that people can recognize your face. The second thing you want to do is create a cool headline. And that cool headline has to tell people who you are and what you do. If somebody sees my profile as President B2B Interactive Marketing, does that explain anything about what I do? No, what I do is I help companies market their business so that they make more money. I'm also an author, a speaker, a coach. I tell people that I am the best-selling author of It's Not About You, It's About Bacon, Relationship Marketing in a Social Media World. And because I mention the word bacon, everybody goes, what's the bacon about? It creates conversation. So use something that actually gives benefit to the end user. What do you do for them? And then finally, make your summary about your value proposition. What is it that you can do for them? It's not all about you. What can you do for the people that actually read it? I help companies better utilize their internet marketing and help them grow by 30 to 50%. If you handed somebody a dollar and somebody gave you back two, wouldn't that be something you'd want to do every single day? So make sure your summary shows what you do. Not just, I graduated from said university, I have done this, I've written three books. It's not I. The other thing I'm going to suggest is you write it in the third person as if somebody was writing a bio for you. So it doesn't come off all I, me. Make it about the person who's reading your profile. Next, you want to make sure that you utilize all the information that's included there. Past jobs. Make sure that your content is linking to websites, videos, PDFs, case studies, whatever it is that you can offer people that are going to look at this and maybe get to know you better. And here's a simple little tip. Make sure you go down to the interests and put in everything you do. Dogs, golfing, music, whatever it is, because that becomes an icebreaker when somebody meets you for the first time. And hopefully the other person does it, and you can walk up and say, hey, you golf? I golf. Where do you golf? Hey, what courses do you like? What's the most famous place that you golfed? It disarms the whole conversation. The next thing is get recommendations. Recommendations are gold. Now, endorsements are a complete waste of time. That's my opinion. Other people think differently, but I say that it's a waste. I've been endorsed for cat herding and basket weaving. So the best way to get great recommendations, give a recommendation first, and then somebody will recommend you back. Not everybody, but most people will. And the people that reciprocate will make an even better attempt to make sure that you get a great recommendation because you recommended them first. Go join groups. Find groups where your customers are learning stuff and join that group. See who's interacting and get involved with it. Join groups where you can learn stuff from experts. If you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. Go find places where people are doing things where you can learn stuff. And finally, be active. Don't be that person that logs on once a week for 3 minutes. Make sure that you're posting great stuff and be interactive with people. Comment, like, do whatever it is that you need to do to get seen. And then finally, post good stuff. Make original content if you can. Have a blog, have a podcast, write articles, do that stuff. If you can't, find great articles that are going to give the information that your customers need and want. One way or another, make sure that you're doing something that is engaging your potential customers. If you have original content, like an article or a blog post, you can either share an update or you can publish a post. Publish the post because that gets seen by so many more people, especially people who don't know you. And if you're lucky enough, it gets published into a subgroup where more and more people see it. I just published a post that was seen by close to 1,000 people. A lot of those people are potential customers, some are not, but the thing is, that generated a huge amount of views on my profile and a ton of good quality connection requests. So a lot of people are afraid to make connections with people that they don't know, but you never know when somebody's going to be that next $1 million deal. So make great connections. And finally, think of LinkedIn as the digital version of face-to-face marketing. Say hello, shake their hand, and become a resource for your potential customers.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.